Well, boy, howdy. Welcome to another episode of Country Friend, the place where you can drink beer, spit on the damn floor, and play with your pecker.
It is a place where Willie Nelson fans can hang out and talk about weed and what they're doing this weekend with Matthew McConaughey live at Sotheby's International House of Realty.
This is where you can wear your own pair of boots in a pair of shorts and not feel ashamed one little bit about it. We are changing the game here.
Woo! Party at the Moon Tower indeed, Chris Mackey. It's time to call our country friend.
Hometown! Hometown!
All right, guys. Today's country friend is Drake Bell in Lobelville, Tennessee. Here we go.
Drake Bell.
He's a hell of a guy. You're going to love him. Is your dog trained to go inside and get more beer?
I don't know. I got my list out.
Well, fuck.
I can always do that.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic.
No. Fuck.
First caller. Didn't even know he was getting called, but he bailed.
No, but he bailed. How did he do that? That's like, what is that like, Chris?
I think it's like a real premonition thing. It's like when you're driving and someone's looking at you in the car and you just know. It's like the scariest thing is if you've ever looked at someone while you're driving and they do this thing. I know you guys can't see this, but.
I know you guys can't see that, but that's funny. That's fucking funny.
It scares the shit out of you, dude.
I don't know. We might have to change the name of the show because I have an Italian friend. Should we start over?
No.
How about
welcome to another episode of Pasta Paradise with your Italian host, Mola.
Holy, 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 friole. Wait, that's Mexican. Fuck, I can't call this guy anyways. We're going to have to change the name of the show again.
Okay, well, we're 2-for-1, guys. 2-for-1 special. This ain't the buy one, get one free either. Don't get any funny ideas.
It just occurred to me that I don't actually have any friends that I still communicate with.
You always prank phone call dial. Damn, double team, like, hello? That'd be kind of cool. Prank phone call someone and have two different people talking.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be pretty fucking cool. We should call as business owners to some place. Be like, hey, we're business partners. We need to talk.
I know, like calling a business. There, when we were living in Trinidad at the dispensary, this was the funniest thing. There's these prank phone call apps, and we would always like call this fake. It was like pre-recorded, and it would go off of what they said, and it would have a response automatically, which was pretty cool. And there was this one about a pizza delivery, and I'd always like you could put who the actual caller was, the fake number, and I'd always put Pizza Hut. I'd call these dispensaries about delivering like 100 pizza, and they would be so fucking mad and, like, argue. Which, I mean, if someone had done that to me, I would have laughed. I would have like, ha, this is funny. This guy's obviously full of shit, you know.
We used to prank call Nintendo every fucking day.
Nice, Nintendo.
Yeah, 1-800-255-3700.
Let's call Nintendo.
Let's call. We can call Nintendo, but we need to call Deke. We need to call Deke Pope first.
Deke Pope.
Yeah, or maybe Justin Webb. I should have sent out a mass text we started. We also got Gay James. If you want to change James from our training class, if you want to change the name of the show to your gay friend, we could do that. Yeah.
Or gay him. Or gay with James.
Yeah, get gay with James. He's in New York right now.
Oh, damn it. James is in New York. Sorry.
Well, let's call him anyways. Back. Fuck him.
You're going to call a man in New York?
I may have seen him today at work. I'm not sure.
I could have sworn I saw him at work today walking around all
fucking fancy.
All fancy.
He has the same name of a president. I'm not going to ruin it for you.
I was almost going to say walking around all presidential. Like
this guy. We didn't do the intro music. We fucked it up, Chris.
Oh, damn it.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Who is this?
This is Noah fucking Sanders.
Oh, hey, Noah. Sorry. I lost all my contacts because I accidentally changed my Apple ID on a computer the other day and it wiped everything. I was like, what the fuck? But anyway,
Well, if you lost your contacts, if you lost your contacts, does that mean you're wearing your glasses?
Yes, it's true.
Oh, just kidding.
But I'm on my way back from Tennessee. We went to that damn Space Needle. We went to Murfreesboro.
Fuck yeah, I went to college there. I was just talking about going to MTSU and the recording program there.
Literally just talking about it.
Yeah, this is Chris Mackey. You know
him. You're on a podcast right now.
I just want to inform you, because it's only right, that we're recording you right now.
I just need to switch over to one.
No, you're actually on a recorded line. This is a podcast.
This is a podcast. We're testing out our podcasting software. Me and Chris Mackey hooked our Bluetooth up to it, and we're just calling random people just to test it out. But I just want to let you know it is being recorded, James.
Whatever.
You're famous cool. now.
You're fucking Love famous, it. Bro. Dude, we famous. Might put you on the internet.
I'm fucking famous. Put me on the internet.
It's huge, yeah.
I'm already on the internet, girl.
Man, yeah. What's been going on? I saw you in New York. You're in Dollywood. You're Gatlinburg. What all? You're Murfreesboro, apparently. What
Girl, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Damn.
What's next? Who knows?
Tell me about it.
Where will she go?
Tell me.
Who will she be?
Tell me what some highlights from your trip has been.
Okay. So what? There really isn't much. I'm stoned and I'm driving down I-35.
Do you have me on Bluetooth? Or are you holding me in your hand?
I'm holding it in the hand.
Oh, God. That's dangerous.
That's dangerous, dude.
It is. It's very dangerous. But, okay, so my roommate said get off the phone. But it was great talking with you guys.
Let's talk again.
Have fun.
We'll talk again. Thanks, have a good dude. One. Be Peace. Safe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Thanks. Well, all right, everybody. That was the famous James. He's been on 3 worldwide tours in the same day.
Oh, man. What are we going to do now?
I mean, we could go multiple different ways. I thought it would be cool.
We should call that guy we were talking about earlier that doesn't like us anymore.
Oh.
That you have dreams about, apparently.
It was just one dream. It was a real random party dream.
We can't call that guy.
Might be a... I could act like I'm your other friend from, like, fucking Tennessee. This is John
Daly. We were going to call Deke.
Deke. Yeah. I got to really focus on the voice. I'm going to do the voice.
Yeah, let's call Justin.
Justin, hey.
We're just going to try it out. He's not going to answer.
How you do?
We'll just cut this part out later. I hope his voicemail is not generic. I hope you can listen to his voice.
You think he's drinking this Montucket?
He's definitely drinking something.
Hello, hello.
Hey, man, what's going on, dude?
Oh, nothing much. What are you doing?
Oh, man, I just got to let you know something.
What's that?
You're live on a podcast. That's true. This is Chris Mackey.
Hey, what's up?
This is Drake Bell.
Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
Good, good.
So, how's life, buddy?
That's going, man.
Good, good. Hey, what's one of your best memories with me, Drake?
I don't know, man. I don't know. There's so many.
You want to tell Chris what happened at the 8th grade, 9th grade initiation party?
I had nothing to do with that.
Good answer. You remember Daniel's party, though? Were you there for that?
No, I remember me and Matt couldn't find it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, that night.
Yeah, everybody got in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, so what's
Yeah, out on that one.
We just tried to call Justin, he didn't answer as usual.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. How are the kids?
Well, they're doing good. Trying to get them to sleep and stuff, too, whenever you call.
So this is just me and my friend Chris fucking around with this podcast equipment. He just got it.
Just fucking around.
Cool.
We're just fucking around. Can you hear the sound effects and shit?
Yeah.
Nice. Are they too loud, too soft? What's up?
No. It's good. It's about the right level.
Yeah, we would never upload this without your consent, Drake.
Hey, consent.
Ooh, consent is a magic word these days. Oh, shit. Well,
you don't believe
what
that's Bill Cosby.
What?
So what kind of stuff is it?
I don't know, Chris. What is it?
It is just a overall like master board that just records everything. It levels it out and has all these different sound effects, so you can plug in any sound you want to the effects. Like right now, I got like the crowd. You tell a funny joke. If you tell a bad joke. If you tell a really bad joke. And if you make someone pee their pants.
Ooh. Wow.
Or maybe you're telling an enchanting story. Or maybe it was the night someone got murdered.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, so it's like a computer with no screen, kind of.
You want to tell Chris a brief synopsis of White Ninja?
Oh, God. The greatest movie of all time. That's as short and as sweet as I can get it. Just imagine the greatest movie of all time, and boom, White Ninja.
White Ninja, nice. Is it anything like Beverly Hills Ninja, Chris Farley?
Well, way better than that.
Yeah. Even in its raw and unedited state, it's still the best movie of all time.
Beverly Hills Ninja meets like Game of Death.
Yeah, meets every fucking B Japanese movie you've ever seen.
Damn.
With some wrestling thrown in there.
Just a tad bit of mescaline.
Let's cover all the jobs.
That's incredible.
Yeah, we made it on a budget of like $11.
Damn, that's some Robert Rodriguez shit.
Yeah, we just had to buy some nunchucks from the Halloween Express.
Hell yeah. How long is this film? Is it a couple, 2 or 3 hours?
What do you think the running time of White Ninja is, Drake?
I can't remember what it was. It was like 45 minutes to like an hour or something.
Yeah, I want to say it was about 44 minutes.
That's ridiculously amazing. That's awesome.
What was the cast like, Drake? We had like 12 people, 15?
Something like that, yeah.
So is it on VHS? Or do you...
Yeah, I got it on DVD. Justin made me a copy of it.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I should burn you one. Wonder what original.
That's amazing.
You should come out here and be on a podcast, man. We're about to start a podcast. This is what the beta. This is the beta test.
I don't know. Be a satellite.
Let me tell you something, Drake. You come out here. You can plant it. You know. You read Ecclesiastes. You read Song of Solomon. You can come out here. You can plant your vineyards. Do the same shit you're doing now, except you can make a money. You know what I'm saying? Texas grapes. Come on, man. You can buy some land out here in Austin. Drake works at a winery where they make fucking shit tons of wine.
Damn. Making shit them wines. Wine.
Tennessee grapes.
Tennessee grapes.
What do y'all do with your wine? Where do you distribute it? Is it like to restaurants or bottlers?
Well, they've got a distributor in Nashville. But they also have a satellite store at Marathon. You know, like where Marathon Music Works is?
Marathon Music Works.
Yeah, it's just an old dilapidated building in Nashville that they fixed back up. And it used to be a factory, like back in like the early 1900s. Like they built cars and stuff there. Yeah. But now there's all kinds of little tourist shops in it. Like Harley's got a shop in there. The American Pickers have one of their shops in there.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, Chris is from Colorado, and he used to have a legal business. He used to have a legal business there. He had a business partner and everything.
He used to sling weed.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's called Tricanas, right? On the New Mexico border. It's the closest one towards, like, Oklahoma, Texas.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so he was a wholesaler, essentially.
Oh, fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's sweet. It was in a town with a marijuana mini mall, so they had, like, just weed stores all next to each other. So, in a, like, a wholesaler could come in and just hit 16 stores up and leave. Because there's, like, an ounce limit.
With an elbow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Fucking badass.
Yeah, he even did a festival with Afro Man, and I asked if he knew Tim Kulik, and he said he didn't.
Who? Afro Man?
No, me.
Oh, okay. It's been a while since Tim hung out with Afro Man. They got into it about something.
Awesome. Country's falling apart, Drake.
Country's falling apart, man.
Can't hang out with us.
Shit. Man, you remember you remember hanging out at MTSU in the fucking those days? The fucking, what was the name of that street y'all lived on?
Hawkins.
Fucking Hawkins House, man. I fucking love that place. I got so many good memories there. Getting my fucking original
backyard of Hawkins House.
So much happened there.
Remember when Billy Duke dug up the backyard?
What was he digging up?
It was when who was it moved in there that played music with Justin? Ben?
Yeah.
Is that who it was?
Jay?
He said
Jay or Ben, I don't know.
It was like cleaning up and stuff, like after we moved out. He said, I noticed some earth that had been moved around in the backyard there. And so I dug it up to see what those crazy bastards buried in my backyard. And it was a ball.
A what?
It was that bong, Molly. Remember Molly the bong?
You don't remember Molly the bong?
Oh, yeah. I remember they had a burial for it. You remember that?
Damn.
Yeah, it was them.
They took pictures?
They fucking broke it for it.
Was supposed to be dug up in like 10,000 years, and people would have been like, what the hell was this?
Billy Duke fucked that shit up. Like he fucked up fucking Saturday night.
So Billy Duke was their landlord that wore fucking overalls every day.
He broke the bone.
He was railroad man.
You remember pole twirling on the porch? You remember that little sport there?
Pole twirling.
Oh, the fucking the pool string game thing?
Yeah. That was a lot.
Hell yeah.
Those were good nights.
Back in the glory days.
Whew. My, how things have changed.
Things are upside down.
Everything's upside down. Well, Drake, I appreciate you chatting with us tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime.
All right. Take it easy, man. I'll holler at you sometime later this week.
Peace.
All right. All right, y'all have fun.
What? Oh yeah.
No way.
Gotta be fucking kidding me, real?
Sitting me. You motherfucking kidding me?
Motherfucking kidding me?
You ain't even trying to make an enemy of me, a me or a friend of me. You more like a motherfucking friend of me. But you know you treat me like a sea anemone. Damn, I see the bee drop. I don't want to be the cream of the crop, but I just rise to the motherfucking top. Like a motherfucking spinning on ya. Like it's motherfucking Mazel Tov on ya. And it's Hanukkah. And I'm spinning that motherfucking yarmulke. Damn. Chris Mackey about to pass it off, boy. Play a harmonica. Damn.
What you even know about trains? I don't really know, cause I never been trained. Have your motherfuckers never even see the same thing? Cause your brain need check and your eyes need tame. All you see is the flame. Got them devil fucking vibes coming off me like rain. I hope you don't understand, but you stink. You smell like inside of a damn sink. You dirty.
Dirty
you can never
as hell.
Been clean. You got motherfucking backed up shit. The Dang. Brain better drain and shit. Man, Dang. I don't understand you or shit.
Where Yo, you know what it is. Motherfucking popping on your face like jizz. You like a zit up in the shit. You underneath your skin, motherfucking music. He gon' boy break it out. Harmonica in his mouth. He's the king of the dirty south. He gon' play a motherfucker out.
Not the right key.
Damn, it's not the right key. Hair so good like Chris Mackey. Hair so good like Chris Mackey. Motherfucking pop a bottle like Chris Mackey. Trying to get at me like
the bottle's
Chris
open.
Mackey. Damn, bottle's open. Titties out. Chris Mackey, the king of the dirty south. He about to take the microphone. Man, he should have the kids not at home. He about to take the microphone. E.T. phone home.
What? I got mine, Tucky. I don't really care now, cause I'm feeling fucky. Little bit rump. I'ma try to get it like a stunk. If you never been there with the funk, never come back, cause I'm blessed with the hump. Like Notre Dame, bitch, don't you know, humpback. I don't really care, Wells, they bullshit. Hell no, they the best, man. Best. You don't know about Free Willy, then. And if you say that you're doing it, you're probably lying. I'm looking at your whales are multiplying. They be fucking like deer and shit. Dude. They be fucking like rabbits, bitch. You don't fuck with a whale when he's crazy in love. Fuck with a whale when he's trying to fuck. With a whale when he's trying to give birth. Let him have the damn kids from Earth. I tell you, whales, they for real.
All
right, we got to listen to that shit. Well, that's something I'm curious about, Chris. All right, well, this...
He's in the movie!
What?
Just joking.
No, I know that it's an alternate reality.
No, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I could... You want me to ruin the movie for you and just tell you what it's about?
No, I don't, Chris. I don't. What I want you to do...
When you find out what it's really about, you're like, what? That makes so much sense. It's awesome.
Well, let me tell you something.
I'll spill the beans.
Oh, my God. I have beans in the refrigerator at home.
If they were here right now, they'd be spilt. I would be
Jesus
willing to spill those.
Jesus Christ, you're ruthless.
Fuck it, man. It's just like there's something weighing on me now that I know that you kind of want to know. It's just like, man, I got all these details about
it's
the
leverage.
Joker movie. I know exactly what happens.
I could
literally describe the whole movie from start to finish as if I was just telling you an idea about a story I'm going to write. Like, hey, man, I just came up with it. That's what I should start doing. Like, on the podcast, we just have fake stories, and it's actually just descriptions of great, already written stories.
Here's what we
see
should
if anybody
do.
Notices. All or right. We can make some of them are real, some of them are fake. You have to know.
Let's go through all the different things we've done today, Chris, and let's leave it up to the public to vote. So first, let's start with that idea you just mentioned. Tell me more about that.
So it would be like a real story or a fake story. So each time we do it, we have to try to come up with a story that neither of us know. But it's actually, and we're going to give you a description, and it's going to be actually the description exactly of a real fucking made movie or story. And then secondly, you do two of them. The second one is a completely made up fucking story.
Okay.
You have to decide which one's real and which one's fake.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we could do two rounds each.
We could start this right now.
I'm
not
going
to do the Joker. Don't worry.
We should do that in a minute. But I think we should have a poll. So first there's the idea about the true and the false stories.
True and false stories.
And the other person has to determine whether it's true or false.
In the 8th grade.
And then there's like phone a friend, which it could be a gay friend, a redneck friend. Like you never know.
The show's going to continually change because of these.
And then there's the option of having us just rap over YouTube videos. Of instrumental versions of popular rap songs. It's like mixtapes, but kind of in a live format.
It's essential.
What else did we experiment with today, Mr. Mackey?
We had different intro songs. It was just really just trying to be funny.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, I don't know really what was recorded and what was not, but I just want to thank everybody that's not listening to the podcast yet. You're out there.
Fuck all you guys. I know you're not there.
You're gonna maybe. I don't know. Like this might leak one day when one of us gets famous.
Yeah, you're right. Someone's gonna dig through this machine. Like, man, we found this fucking freestyle podcast.
We're just going to bury SD cards all shitting. Like 100 miles underground. So yeah. After the nuclear holocaust, like 10 million years from now.
This is what the Earth used to be, man.
Yeah, and they're going to find our SD cards of our bullshit podcast.
This is America.
And they're going to be, because they're going to be like eight dimensions away, but they're also going to be foreign, you know, in a familiar way.
Yeah, they're going to have it like in foreign countries. They're going to have American history, and it's going to be taught based off of our podcast in the future.
There's infinite numbers of Earths, you know, for every possibility in the whole another world. Dimension. It creates a whole other dimension.
Damn.
And it's almost infinite. And, yeah, you know, I mean, who knows who is who and what is what, you know?
Donnie Darko probably does.
Donnie Darko is a pretty good movie.
It's amazing.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.